Hey, welcome to The Weekend. It's time for Group Chat, the place where everyone comes together to talk all things pop culture, whether it's music.
Yeah, Beyonce has 11 nominations.
I think that's aggressive.
including album of the year.
I am happy that she is getting some play.
Mm-hmm. Movies and TV.
In comedy, like, we had memes, we had GIFs, we had people being Rickrolled, we had That's What She Said, we had, you know, like, we had all that stuff. So I think it's also just
it's
where
like
we are in
part
time.
Part of the trend, yeah.
How do you know when to move on? How do you know when something's stale?
How long do we do Chuck Norris jokes for?
Or sports moments that have everyone talking.
If you're watching a television show and somebody's wearing a Bills jersey, like, they're going to notice that and zoom in on that Bills jersey and be like, I like this show, I like these characters. Somebody who doesn't really necessarily care about the Bills, or maybe they follow a different team, they're not going to see that, they're not going to have that same connection, because their perceptual ability is just, it's a different set of references.
Group Chat brings you all the pop culture action with sharp insight, fun debates, and a whole lot of laughter. Coming up right after this.
Hello and welcome to Group Chat. I'm your host, Bentley, and today I'm excited to welcome Allie Brady, stand-up comedian and in-arena host of the Buffalo Bandits and regular on Offbeat Cinema, Alexa Zappia, Emmy-nominated casting producer and founder of Rocks of Unity, and Kane McDermott, co-founder and director of creation at Buffalo Fashion Runway. There is a reason all these people are here today, because we're getting into fall. So in this episode, first we'll start with remembering Giorgio Armani, the designer who turned fashion into culture and left a legacy that still shows up on the runway, the red carpet, and in everyday style. Next up, we're celebrating the opening of the new David Bowie Center in London, highlighting the art of fashion and music. And fall is in the air, so we're talking boots, layers, and all the trends that make this season. And then we'll wrap it up all with buzz from the Emmys, from the nominees to the event itself, and asking if the show still sets the conversation or if it's really all about the fashion and the drama. But first, as we are getting to know each other, even though you're all repeat offenders, you're all repeat guests, what are you guys talking about in your group chats? Alexa.
Me. It is a spin group chat about themes that we have coming up for October. So
you already did Disney, right?
We did a 90s throwback, Disney Channel throwback, which was my birthday theme a couple of weeks ago, which was, I mean, honestly, I think I died and went to heaven. They they went all out with this, and they wouldn't let me see the playlist beforehand. Usually I get the playlist the week before, but they wouldn't let me see it. And so I really was like surprised.
Yeah.
And it was a completely sold out ride. So,
happy belated.
Thank
happy
you.
Belated birthday.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I mean, it was my birthday, so they got me sashes and a crown. So, I don't know what you want to call me, but I was the only one dressed to theme.
Cool.
Well, you can tell Kane has the fashion mind.
I love
that. Yeah, my group chat is currently talking about the event we threw this past weekend, the Main Street Block Party, where it was a part of the Mission on Main Street initiative started by M&T, and we threw a block party right at Fountain Plaza, hosted about 70 vendors, had 5 different DJs, a couple performances. We had bounce houses, snow cones, face painting. Beautiful. Majority leader Crystal People Stokes talked to the crowd, and we had about 1,500 beautiful people show up, and it was an incredible day. Yeah, so we're just reveling in that, but we don't like to sit down for too long, so we're already talking about what's next.
Yeah. And that's all part of your work with Buffalo Fashion Runway?
Correct, yeah. So we are a collective that started 2 years ago now, focused on showcasing and uplifting artists in Buffalo. So it's really just about creating that platform and the environment for people to be able to interact and be themselves.
It looked like a great event. So I can't wait for the next one.
February 28th, 2026.
Look at you. Okay.
Big news.
We're remembering that.
Yeah. Everybody out there.
Add it to your calendars
right now.
Yeah.
Allie, how about you?
I'm full blown into fantasy football right now. My dog got sprayed by a skunk, and so it's fun and also smelly.
So do you actually use tomato?
Great question. Look at us being very NPR like. So tomato only cuts the smell. It doesn't get rid of the scent. And it was so bad. I think it was a skunk because I know what a skunk smells like, but he didn't smell quite like a skunk. And then I'm reading into it and they say, well, outside skunk smell is different than being sprayed by a skunk inches away from your face. Mm. So good to know. I just did a shampoo and a little thing and it kind of took the smell away. So we just kind of
Keep doing.
Let him walk it off. He gets pats, not hugs right now. Poor thing.
I mean, we are talking about fall, so I mean, that is a thing that comes with fall.
Yes.
Skunks. So, okay, repeat shampooing for anybody listening. And
Tomato juice only cuts the scent. It like, but it doesn't take it away.
I thought you would be talking about, I knew about the skunk, but I figured you would start talking about the dog's outfits for the
see, we are in a fall cardigan weather for the dogs. The one that didn't get sprayed, he's like fully he's usually the smelly one, but he's the one that wears a lot of the clothes, so okay. He's just living his best life.
Does he have a bill?
He just got a Josh Allen jersey this year.
Love it.
He had an unintentional Keon Coleman because it was just a zero.
We're gonna dive into more fall fashion, and since we are talking about fashion, the passing of Giorgio Armani, big influence on fashion and fashion culture. How do you think his legacy will carry on, and how do you think he did influence fashion for so long? He passed away at the age of 91. Kane, in your work, is he still influencing fashion? How have you come up in fashion and seen his influence, if any?
Yeah, no, of course. Well,
never heard of him.
I prefaced it before we started recording that I live under a rock. So if my perspectives seem offbeat, excuse me. But I think that we live in a day and age that there's almost too many people that you can be influenced by. And so Armani is from a period where he is a mogul, right? Like he's a giant. And so I think there was such a, like, having style but doing it with ease and not trying too hard. I think he really embodied that for me, where it wasn't necessarily about what he was wearing, it was what he was trying to express. And as a designer, I really align with that, where I don't really pay a lot of attention to trends, so I will be quiet during that conversation.
Yeah.
But it's really about the essence of what Sunland's trying to communicate. So I think that's really what I think of when I think of Armani. And there aren't many, you know, I'm not classically trained, I'm personally trained, and so there aren't many moments that I had an Armani experience, if that makes sense. But I come from, we'll say, a hand-me-down upbringing, and so really the moments that stick out to me are when I find his pieces in the wild. I thrift a lot, and I like to source everything sustainably, and so stumbling across that piece of history on a rack is probably my best experience up until this point. But yeah, is his legacy lasts on, and I'm sure it touched either of you completely different ways too.
Well, it's interesting that you brought up, because there are so many influencers now. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, who are the, you know, before influencers, who were the influencers? And then who are the classics? True.
The supermodels, right, that were wearing Armani. You know, I think he was so big on tailoring and women's tailoring. I think about Julia Roberts wore this like really great Armani. It was like menswear at a premiere. Was it the Oscars?
The Oscars, yeah.
And it kind of changed the world, which is what fashion does. And you're supposed to kind of push boundaries, and I think he did that, and even creating scents and you know, but gosh, all the big supermodels in the 90s were wearing Armani, and you know,
the scent part is interesting too, because there was all of a sudden that influx of designers doing scents, but he was one of the first to do that.
He really just made this kind of really cool, you felt special, you felt, you know, you might not be able to afford Armani's dress or a pair of pants, but you might be able to afford the fragrance. So that's kind of cool. You can kind of connect with the brand that way.
Yeah.
He has been quoted as saying he was the first to soften the image of men and harden the image of women.
I love that.
Yeah, that's incredible. Yeah,
love that.
Yeah. They say you can tell a lot about a designer based on how they dress women. And so that's a really interesting statement. I think it just shows his ethos a lot.
Richard Gere wore an Armani suit in American Gigolo. That was like a big thing in 1980, is like maybe a status symbol. You mentioned the Julia Roberts outfit. And he started the Armani brand in 1975. And now to still be talking about him in 2025. And the historic store in Milan, too, was always like a, you know, it's a tourist attraction. But I do like to hear about creators such as yourself, Kane, and how these designers may affect you and the thrifting and the vintage. I didn't even think about that, and like what a treasure it is to find that.
Yeah, I have very stern opinions about high fashion and like fashion culture in general. And I don't think most of the designers are the problem, right? I think most people that get into the craft do it for the right reasons. It just becomes the business of fashion that sort of dilutes it. And so I think I'd like to think most of the designers I look up to, Armani included, would prefer me to sort of uncover one of their pieces in a pile of trash as opposed to walk into a store and pay an exorbitant amount of money for it. You know, I like to take things that are overlooked and repurpose them. And I think that's often what the best designers are doing in their own way. It's like taking the unseen and making it seen. So
yeah,
that's just how I kind of pay homage to that.
And that's not trying to, you know, if you're influenced and then the people say, oh, they're copying that or they're, you know, it's reviving.
Right.
Referential.
If you and I sat down to make a table, we would make two different tables.
Yeah.
Like if you just set out to make what you want, you won't be copying. There's no way to do that.
In case you just joined us, you're listening to Group Chat. I'm your host, Bentley, here with Ali Brady, Alexa Zappia, and Kane McDermott. We're talking fashion and with the passing of Giorgio Armani, and then the new David Bowie Center is opening in London on Saturday. Ali, I know you are a big, you go to London quite frequently at this point. Also a David Bowie fan. And it's a study of performing arts. It's set to open and it seems to be a very immersive experience. So you can actually ahead of time, and okay, I don't know how much this costs. I imagine a lot, but you can request pieces that you want to see. So if there's the pieces aren't out in that current display, you can request and go there and sit there and look at the pieces.
Yeah.
So he was obviously a big influence in many ways, music, but fashion was a big part of that. Explain from your love of London and your love of Bowie how that falls for you as a fan.
I guess what I would say is David Bowie will always be missed, but at least we know he was here, you know? So I was just in London a couple weeks ago and I did a little Ziggy Stardust kind of tour where you, or I saw where he, you know, took the album cover and I kind of explored that area. But, you know, he changed things so drastically for everyone, and influenced so many people from punk to, like, you know, new wave and the Smiths. And he was the first person to really wear a dress in, like, in on an album cover, and it kind of shook the world. He was the underdog for a lot of his career for some things, but people root for the underdog. And then once you become up and you're good, people try to, you know, pick at you. I love that he was different characters. He, you know, obviously was Ziggy Stardust, was one of his favorite characters. And he killed off Ziggy at one of his concerts and shows and people were confused. And then he had a new character. Like, he was always transforming. He was, whether it's fashion, whether it's hair, whether it's music, whether it was, you know, working with Nine Inch Nails. I think we can see him in almost every aspect of pop culture. Just really says a lot about him.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a testament to him and what he did. You know, Alexa, you are a casting director. So when you look at the qualities of David Bowie, who was just a whole package, visual, sound, you know, how does that affect your world?
Yeah. He's gone through, like Ali said, so many iterations of, like, what he likes and what he doesn't. And we were actually talking about this in yoga the other day. I'm going to take it from Sherry, but so I can't take credit for this. But I think people are just kind of, like, afraid to reinvent themselves. And they don't always lean into change. They kind of stay away from it, or they don't want to accept it in one way or another. But I think when you look at just life in general, like, change is part of life. And you would just have to flow, right, with change. And so looking at, like you said, like all the different iterations that he had in terms of, like, casting, like you said, I mean, with people that we're casting and just in general, I just want you to be yourself.
Yeah.
Like, there's not a mold I'm going to put you in, right?
Yeah.
Like, you have to fit into this box. No, actually, not at all. I want you to be you. And so I feel like people like David Bowie and stuff like that, you know, those are the people that I want the people that we cast looking up to.
Yeah.
Like, that, like, I don't care. I'm going to be me. And, like, those are the most natural people on TV who just own it. Whether you're an underdog, like you said, or not, whatever, you're you.
Yeah.
And there's, like, something, like pretty beautiful about that, and flowing with that change of however you identify yourself at that current moment.
You know, a little thing about David Bowie too that is so impressive, how much he's touched everything. And I know there's fellow Bowie heads out there, but he was one of the first celebrities to create their own website. So he did that, and he was so good at it, and his team was so good at it, the New York Yankees asked him to create their website, basically. So it's like this guy's brain was just nonstop and always going and, you know, like a true legend. And, you know, sometimes it's inspiring to know that these people walked the earth the same time we did, and it just pinchable sometimes.
You can see his legacy in like a Tyler the Creator now, who is known for the characters that he builds into his albums. The idea of second self actualization as an artist, like if you're staying still, you're probably not growing, you know, or you're shrinking, and you're constantly trying to reinvent yourself so you're not plagiarizing yourself. You have to develop a new perspective. And so I think he's probably the best example, the best first example of truly, like you said, just constantly reinventing yourself like a year, you know.
And you can fail, and it's okay to fail, and you can still get back up.
And I wish now people, like I said, are shying away from that because they want to fit into that box.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish they like are able to just accept themselves for the stage in life that they're at right now, not where they were and not where they want to be, but where they are currently.
Yeah.
And I don't think people are like that.
Yeah, I don't mean to laugh. I laughed because I think of myself in this. I left my career as an aerospace engineer to pursue being a creative full time. And so it's like that's the moment where I kind of stood at a cliff and I was like, do you jump or do you just stay on this road and question it for the rest of your life? And so it's kind of funny hearing you say that and then reflecting back to that moment of like shedding that skin and just going.
Right? But it's so technical too, though.
Yeah,
for sure.
So technical.
Undoubtedly. And that's what's helped me.
But yeah, we aren't the same person. I think in general, people struggle with that because we're not the same person that we were 5 years ago, a few months ago, 10 years ago. And I think artists sometimes, especially with, you know, fan bases, are expected to just be what they're known as. But then, like, then if you're a fan, you also want to see them evolve as a person. And I think that's what's inspiring is seeing people as people and being themselves, which... Even Kane started talking in this whole segment about fashion in that way, too. This museum opens this weekend. It was a donation. So it was 10 million pounds. So that equals about $13.5 million.
Good math, Bentley.
I just have that. Wow. Otherwise, I was going to ask you because I figure you've traveled there so many times. You know,
I spend 10 million pounds.
When I'm there, I actually like to pretend that it's actually that dollar amount. I'm like, oh, this is cheap. Yeah. And then
like a conversion hits.
And you'll appreciate this too. I think all of you being creatives yourselves, that there's different things in this. It's also around the development of his art. So there are notes. There are, like, you can really, I think, see into his brain through the fashion. So, if you're up for a quick trip, Allie will be your tour guide.
Yeah. I'll show you everything.
Can we do a group trip?
I'm done. Yeah, let's go.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay, another group chat trip.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Done. Kane, you're in. So we're stopping to film this episode and now all of a sudden.
We keep talking about it. We're dreamers.
Okay. I was going to say I'm offended. I was left out of the first one.
No, we haven't had one yet. We keep talking about it. Coming up, we're going to get more into fashion, but more about what we and you are actually wearing. Nobody wants to know what I'm wearing. and that's coming up next on Group Chat on BTPM and PR. Thanks for checking out Group Chat, our new pop culture show on WBFO that talks about what you're talking about each week. Music, movies, food, technology, arts, culture, and more. And we want to know what's on your mind. Join the chat by dropping us an email at groupchat@wbfo.org. We welcome your questions, comments, and suggestions on what you want us to talk about. Hello, and welcome to Group Chat. I'm your host, Bentley, and today I'm excited to welcome Allie Brady, stand-up comedian and in-arena host of the Buffalo Bandits and regular on Offbeat Cinema, Alexa Zappia, Emmy-nominated casting producer and founder of Rocks of Unity, and Kane McDermott, co-founder and director of creation at Buffalo Fashion Runway. So we talked about the greats in fashion before the break. And now we're talking about the fall and trendsetters and what the fall fashion trends are. And I really love, Kane, that you said in the last segment that you're going to be quiet. I don't want you to be quiet for this segment, okay? Because I know you said you don't follow trends because you're about being yourself.
Yeah, kind of have like a uniform at this point.
Yeah.
And that's been placed upon me. I'm told that by the outside. They're like, I don't even have to see your face. I can just look at the outfit and know that that's you wearing it. I'm like, that's a great compliment if you understand fashion, you know, carving your own little lane. But
so what about in your designs? Mm-hmm. Are you season specific?
No, not really. Mm-hmm. I'm mostly about materials. So mm-hmm. my process is focused solely on the sourcing. Most of my focus is on the sourcing process. So making sure I'm bringing in quality materials that are unused or vintage, and then kind of trying to tell a story of that material through the piece that it's created into. And so sometimes it's a jacket, sometimes it's a shawl, sometimes it's a hat. Like, it doesn't really matter what season I'm in. I've stopped attempting to produce at any large scale. And so now everything's very bespoke and slow, and it's a little more fun.
Well, we can obviously incorporate all of those pieces. You know, I think living in Buffalo, Western New York, Toronto, it's, you know, we were joking around before we came on mic today that you don't know how to dress this time of year. Yeah. So yeah. It's don't. Winter in the morning and summer in the afternoon. So I think layers are the big thing. Yeah. But anybody have any fall fashion staples?
Ooh, I'm still bringing those wide leg jeans out. Mm-hmm. You know, just want to look sloppy in public.
Yeah. And that's okay, right, Kane? So, like, yeah. I love that you're here because you're a fashion expert and you are telling us that whatever we want to do is okay.
How do I get crop top confidence?
I'm kind of a contrarian. Just do it. You just got to do it. You just got to do it.
I'm afraid of my own belly button.
Well, you got to find, you got to find the right height, right? So, like, it's exposure therapy.
What about you, Alexa?
What I wear during the day and what I wear what if I go out are completely two different things. But, like, I am good with, like, my boots, my jeans, a sweater, aloe leggings. And, you know, that's my typical if I were to just run to the store and go out. But there's something about being, like, cozy. Like, I love that. I mean, I wore a freaking, like, Sherpa Zuba tent, I guess you could say, to the Bills game.
Listening.
Like, yeah, to the Bills game. So,
and
like,
you looked great.
Thank you.
Yeah, you really did. And you know what? That was you. Like, I was like, I like when I see people wearing things that just are them, and like, you looked great. You
were. Thank you. Aww. I was also freezing. So it actually was dual purpose. But like, oh no, I don't care.
Yeah. Look at you.
I was literally wearing I have to send you the picture. It looks like a tent, but I loved it. And it was so warm and it had a hood. And guess what? Everyone else was at that game shaking because I was like, get my tent.
Yeah. That's what fashion is. Function over form.
Yeah.
It should serve a purpose. You should not be looking crazy. Yeah. You should feel comfortable in what you're wearing.
Oh, trust me, I was very comfortable. Yeah. Then I snuck my hands in and you couldn't even see that I didn't have arms because
T-Rexed it.
Yeah, literally.
Because I'm over here, like, because it's fall. And I'm... Well, Kane brought up something in the earlier segment about there are so many influencers. There are so many people to be influenced by. Now we're sort of flooded by that. And I do think there is a pressure now to be, you know, when you see these things, do you follow that or do you start to get self-conscious that you're not wearing the right thing? And you're saying everything is okay.
If anything, if I see you following a trend, that's like a litmus test and I probably don't want to be your friend. And I'll tell my friends that if they're being followers, I'll be like, and it also depends on the trend, right? Yeah. If it's like caring for worldly causes or social causes, that's a good trend. But if it's like, I'm going to wear my tie over my collar, it's, you know, it's a little, as soon as someone posts a viral TikTok, it's like, this isn't cool anymore. Sorry, guys. But that's just, you know.
I'm feeling better.
It's also a trend now to vintage shop. Like, we are, this generation, which is great, is saying reuse and, you know, let go. And
that can even be tropey too, right? Like, I sometimes hate being in a thrift store because I'm like, damn it. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that. Excuse me.
Beep.
I feel like that external view of why thrift stores are raising their prices, you know, that whole trend, it is a real discussion. And I think there's validity to it. But when you have companies like Savers putting, we are a for-profit organization on their wall 15 feet wide, it's like, I think you guys could charge more reasonable prices.
That takes away from the treasure hunting feel of it.
Right.
And I mean, I also appreciate vintage clothing because it's just made better and it's not, you know, I feel like the materials are better. Also, you know that if you find a piece, like, everybody's not going to have it.
Yep. Right.
You know, but the price gouging, come on now.
It's the best business model ever. Hey, give me your stuff and I'm going to sell it.
Right?
Or when you take your stuff, because I am trying to use that as a form of recycling. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, if you take your stuff to a consignment shop and they don't take it, but then you take it to Goodwill and then you see that they bought your stuff from Goodwill and like, wait a minute.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
And how many washes do we have to wash to get the smell out?
Yeah.
That's my big question.
So some of the fall fashion trends, granny cardigan. I like that that there has to be names for this.
Is this recession clothing though too? This is the other thing, right? The looser and less fitting is more recession proof.
It handles the fluctuations of your body better.
Yeah. And it's covering because you might be, you know, just sad more snacks. I don't know.
Silk pants, that's just not.
How do you wash those?
Reasonable. Yeah. Or wear them.
I'd be honestly nervous. It's like you're wearing a pillowcase. Like
now I'm into it. Okay.
Yeah. Work from home, yeah.
I can't jump on that trend. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah.
Bold boots.
All right, we're in.
Hunter boots?
No, I don't kill.
Mm. Brown pants?
Just brown pants.
Just brown pants?
I don't think I own a pair of
like
brown
a khaki?
Pants.
I guess more wide leg brown pants, but yeah, khaki. I don't know. I can't. If I were to put khakis on, that's not
Jake from State Farm.
Yeah, exactly.
You want to just kind of double check us?
A glorious Technicolor.
I hate that. I'm sorry.
What? Okay. What? Explain that.
I don't know.
I don't either.
That's why.
You're like, the name is just cringy.
Yeah, it's jargon.
Is that a rainbow?
It's jargon. Exactly. It's probably just like fluorescent clothes, and then we have to put a fancy name to it, like the granny cardigan. Like it's a sweater.
Yeah.
That's called just my style.
Yeah.
So you know that there's that color palette everyone has. It's like I'm a cool winter, so certain colors look good on you. I thought we were also focusing on that because neon orange, not the best color on me. So is this right? Are we still paying attention to color?
Like an analysis.
Yeah.
They put the
analysis,
colors
right,
in front of you, and like based on your features and your eyes, they'll tell you what looks best on you.
Yeah. So glorious.
I've never done that.
No, I love that because now I'm feeling so much better about myself today.
Bring back the skinny jean.
Yeah.
Stop telling us not to.
Well, it's funny because when I went to Ireland recently, everybody had skinny jeans on. Everybody. There
really?
Were no. And then literally like last year, it was all big pants. And I was just like, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. Do I look like a tourist? Because
yes. Those Americans.
They're like, you are the American. We can spot you.
Yeah, they're like, oh boy. Who let her in here?
That's so funny.
Alexa, you actually do a lot of your casting because you're a casting director, and I know a lot of the things that people that you find, you do find on social media.
Yeah.
How do you find the ones that maybe stand out when a trend does take off,
mm-hmm.
and everybody's doing that trend?
Mm-hmm.
Are you looking for people that are following trends, or you're looking for people outside the mold? Does it depend on a show?
Be yourself.
Yeah.
Be yourself. And so, again, if you are trying, and this is even when you're on the phone with me, if you're trying to be someone you're not just for the sake of getting on Squid Game or The Bachelor or whatever, we've been in this industry long enough where we know when you're faking it, right? Or when you're trying to put on a something. So the same with trends. Anyone loves a good trend video, go for it. I don't care. But if your whole personality is, oh, I do this, I do this trend, I do this trend, it's like, but where's the authenticness in you?
Mm-hmm.
Like, are you just doing trends because that's what everyone's doing? Or are you doing trends because you truly believe in trends and you love it? Like, I'm a good with a trend, but show me the real side of you.
Yep. Yeah.
I was just curious within comedy, like how you, do you pick fun at trends? Do you like, do you pay attention to like what's the current paradigm and kind of pick at that? Or do you have your own?
You know, because I'll say at one trend, a clothing trend, I wear a high-waisted pant, and usually I apologize to the front row because my womb is like 12 inches long. So I always do that. So I will make fun of a trend there because it's sometimes some of these pants are just bonkers.
Would you consider these things trends or just things that happen during the season as the weather changes? Because obviously we are in a four-season climate, so we do love the season. So fall foliage, you know, Becker Farms, hay rides, wine tours.
So good.
Yeah.
I mean, I love it, I also am not probably, like, I didn't get family photos done forever just because every family photo I saw was so cringy. I was like, wait, everybody's wearing, no offense to you if you do this because you probably look great, but I just am like, I just feel like we can't all wear the same shirt. Like we can't all, or you see the people that are all wearing the flannels or all wearing the white shirts. And I'm like, first of all, nobody's going to keep their shirts clean.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel like they're just so posed, but then they look beautiful, but I don't know how to be that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I feel like, especially in our industry, you constantly need to be putting that stuff out there. And I just feel like it's so forced.
They look like baby announcements, even just family photos. Yeah. You're like, what are you? What's the surprise?
Yeah. Like, you're like, nothing. I love fall.
And you're like, oh, I get it.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, be you.
Yeah.
If it's not authentic, don't do it.
I would love to just start taking family photo, like dinner, like after dinner photos and just the mess and be like, hey, happy holidays. This is
our family picture this year.
Yeah. Hire a photographer to follow you on a family day.
Yeah, that's
catch it candidly.
Well, I think now with, you know, we have so many phones, pictures on our phones of like, well, it's all of my 3-year-old, but I'm not in them. And I'm like, I should probably have photos where, you know, 10 years from now, I'm like, see, I did hang out with you.
Yeah.
Right.
But you do see some of that stuff starting to happen more in the fall. And it is because it's very visually pleasing to see these things in the backyard. Halloween prep in full form. Are you guys Halloween people?
I mean, like, not really.
No?
No. Like, I'll skip. It's cute.
Skip?
Kane's like, wait a minute. We were getting along so well.
I'll skip.
Now.
But let's get to Thanksgiving and, like, those holidays.
That's fair.
Halloween just is like, it's okay. It's, like, a cute holiday where you can dress up, but, like, could do without.
I don't know if Nightmare Before Christmas is a Christmas or a Halloween movie. I still don't know. But I love Halloween. I'm not, I'll watch Hocus Pocus and the usual things.
That's a very fall cozy
movie
to watch.
Yeah.
And also the setting, you know, the houses, it's like very Salem. Mm-hmm.
There's some people that do the like 40-foot skeleton on their lawn. That to me is wild because, you know, what giant had to die for that lawn ornament? But I'm happy for people to decorate their house and like get outside and, you know, I don't know. I like it. Anybody, I like candy.
Anybody drinking pumpkin spice lattes?
Oh, yeah. PSL. Let's go.
Chai. I don't drink coffee.
Ooh.
Chai. Otherwise known. Now I'm like Pagula. Is it Pagula seat license?
PSL.
Yeah.
So
personal seat license. Yeah.
Personal. PSL. Like that was going around so much, and I'm just like, what is everybody talking about? Pumpkin spice lattes. Yeah. And now, now that pumpkin spice lattes are back, I think of the
PSL.
Yeah. So way to confuse everything.
Yeah. Marketing Pagula.
Yeah.
I bought a creamer that is supposed to be one of those like it's made with seaweed and pumpkin and all that stuff, and it's supposed to be just add to your coffee, and it tastes so bad that now I think I can't enjoy pumpkin.
Pumpkin spice is a manufactured thing. Pumpkin doesn't taste like that.
Oh, I should have bought the fake stuff you're saying because the real stuff is garbage. I was like, ew.
It's got to have the spices in there. Yeah. Otherwise, you're just drinking vegetables.
Now I'm craving.
Who wants that?
Yeah, ew, gross. No salads for us.
And they actually used to, in the origins of Halloween, they carved turnips. So
we
need a reevaluation.
Someone just exposed her Halloween love. You wanted us to all get onto Halloween and everyone was like, no. And you're like, oh, man.
I know. It's a little early, but
I have my Halloween costume already. I know what I'm doing for that.
Okay, good.
Like my, that's I've got done.
Can you tell us?
It's not a surprise because you can also, I like a very low energy Halloween costume. So I'm going to be Courtney Cox in the Bruce Springsteen music video. So I have the tank top and I'm just going to snap in front of everyone. You can also be a real estate agent. Just get a blazer, cross your arms and just pose a lot. That's another good idea. But that's usually my...
Wait, I love that.
Yeah, just this because they're always...
Yeah.
Well, and Kane already came up with the State Farm agent. Half of that
true.
Outfit.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I know. Yeah. My coworkers picked out Halloween costumes already. So
really?
We'll be inside out characters.
Oh, that's so cute.
Which one are you going to be?
I haven't figured it out yet.
What emotion? Yeah.
It fits better for my coworkers than me. I show up as myself, you know, because there are people I am detail oriented, but I'm not at the same time. And so I miss things that people would standardize, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And so when someone's building an outfit, someone can build a way cooler outfit than me, but I'm going to build something that nobody else could have built, if that makes sense. Inside Out's kind of a bad subject. Like, I'm not going to be able to go crazy with it unless I get a good character, but we'll see.
Hopefully you will have multiple things that you need costumes for, so then you can do different parties.
I got to plan a show at Shay's. I'm really busy. 3 costumes is not possible for me right now.
Do the real estate agent.
I think I'm going to steal that one. Or Jake from State Farm.
So there's a lot of nostalgia in this year's projected fashion trends, which does go back to what we were talking about with Giorgio Armani and also probably a lot of the repurposing. When does that work? And it does seem that a lot of these materials are more associated for colder weather. So it does seem like function is a thing. What are your feelings on materials for the fall? I know you just said that you go with whatever inspires you.
Natural fibers only.
Yeah.
Like anything that's synthetic, I don't want near me.
Well, you know, I have been reading more about this and now I am obsessed with it and I'm going through my closet. I'm like, now I, you know, especially with all the plastics issues and microplastics.
And the brain.
Oh, and now you're reading the labels and even on your clothes.
Yeah.
And then I used to never wash my clothes when I, because I like to have new clothes on, but now they're saying that's what, a part of it is washing your clothes because there can be stuff in the chemical process of when clothes are being made.
Just
like, oh, so easy. Just do 100% cotton. What are the safe materials?
Yeah.
Our skin is the largest organ of our body. You got to protect it.
Yeah.
I'm like, so nothing that I'm wearing right now.
That's like buying the healthy pumpkin spice.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
It's
yeah,
like,
cool.
You know, it's, it might not.
It doesn't look good, but it feels good.
Yeah.
All right. So we are going to talk more about TV and some TV trends, things coming up, and then we'll get into the Emmys as well. So don't go away. Group chat, BTPM, NPR. We'll be right back.
Thanks for checking out Group Chat, our new pop culture show on WBFO that talks about what you're talking about each week. Music, movies, food, technology, arts, culture, and more. And we want to know what's on your mind. Join the chat by dropping us an email at groupchat@wbfo.org. We welcome your questions, comments, and suggestions on what you want us to talk about.
Welcome back to Group Chat. I'm your host, Bentley, here with my guests, Ellie Brady, Alexa Zappia, and Kane McDermott, talking all things fall. Well, mostly fashion. We had a little fashion tribute in the beginning. We're talking about fall fashion. And then I think with the cooler weather, people do start to kind of want to stay in and snuggle under the covers by yourself or with your dog or with other people. And so fall premieres are a pretty big thing. Is there any show that you're already excited about? I know, Alexa, you're involved in quite a few things.
That's why I'm biased.
So what are the big shows that you're involved in for this fall?
Yeah, Golden Bachelor. Super excited for that.
Oh yeah, we have to be watching. We'll be watching that.
Thank you. Thank you for watching and supporting.
Yes.
So that's, I think, September 24th. And then Squid Game, The Challenge, Season 2, which I'm super excited for. I think that's November 4th. I think that premieres on Netflix. I'm pumped. Because I feel like my TV rotation is just like the shows that I work on and then they air and then the shows I work on and then I air. Like, I don't watch scripted television because I don't work in scripted. So I'm just excited for those two right now. So
and
we'll see.
The Golden Bachelor this time around. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about him?
So he is not from a previous franchise. He is found this season. So that was when I was working on the show. That's what I was doing was we were looking and casting the Golden Bachelor. We were looking for the guy. So, I'm excited to see. I love the Golden Bachelor. I love Bachelor, but Golden is just so wholesome to me. I just loved the last Golden Bachelor and then Golden Bachelorette. I don't know if you guys watched it, but
I love Silver Foxes. So this is like right up
my
alley.
Then this is.
Oh, yeah.
So up your alley.
I was like, forget regular Bachelor. Give us 60 plus.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah, exactly. And they're just, they're so
sweet and kind.
They're so sweet.
The families.
They're so kind. Yes.
Yeah.
And it's like how they all find like a second chance at love, like whether they got divorced or their spouse passed away or like whatever it is. And it's just like, can't we all have that? Yeah. Like, that's so cute. So I'm so excited.
Is he an athlete?
He was an athlete. Yeah.
He was a bowler.
He was a NFL player, a previous NFL player.
But yeah, that show, I mean, the appeal for that show just took right off.
Bachelor Nation is a cult, a great cult, but a cult nonetheless. Yeah. And then the Golden Bachelor Nation, a part of that. Oh my God, it's a fandom and we love it.
Did you tap into a different demographic?
What do you mean?
Was it an expanded? Was it the same people that were watching The Bachelor or did that audience
both.
Grow?
Yeah, both. I think, you know, the demographic of viewers for The Bachelor has always been kind of what it's been. Mm-hmm. But then you get so many people who relate to the Golden Bachelor-esque of it, right? Whether it's their mom who lost, you know, her spouse, or, you know, your parents getting divorced, you're watching it from like the kid perspective. I don't say kid in that way, but yeah, like, you know, in their the 20s, 30s, 40s. And then you get that older generation, because I think that they weren't able, they might have not been able to relate as much to people younger than them finding mm-hmm. love. And then they were like, I feel seen, I feel heard, you know, type of thing. Yeah. And so, and then I love it because it's just adorable. Yeah. Like, it's just so
feel good TV.
It's such feel good TV. Yeah. It's such feel good TV.
Well, no, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think you might have sold me on it. I've had quite the, like, yeah.
Wow, this is a...
avoidance. But I think the circumstance, there's certain love, like reality love TV shows that I can get behind. And it sounds like Golden Bachelor might be it.
Cause it's a
oh my God.
It's a different perspective, you know? Yeah. And I think they have a different desire and outcome.
I feel like I've done my job as a producer.
Yeah, no, you've done a good job. Yeah,
like, oh my God,
what time?
What extra viewer?
Like literally, and I host like bachelor viewing parties every week.
Okay.
So like anyone listening, like come on in. We have food, we have wine, and we watch Golden Bachelor, Bachelor, Bachelorette, Golden Bachelorette, the whole franchise.
Kane, you also now need to go to a party.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's the only way to really ring in the first one. Like, I have to.
Oh, I go hard. Like, the whole thing on the show is like, will you accept this rose? So, like, I literally decorate my house with like rose petals everywhere.
Oh, I love
like,
it.
Yeah, we theme it out. It's extra, but like, so is the Bachelor franchise.
Yeah.
Ellie, do you make brackets or?
I did before back in the, but I have been on that, that side of the world. But yeah, this, now I just watch out of, love.
That's cute.
And I think, you know, I do think that, you know, binge watching, there's been articles out this week that say binge watching is actually a form of relaxation. Mm-hmm. This is a little bit different viewing because it's a weekly and you're
it's weekly.
But also I think in that same token, I think that sometimes you just want something different. Mm-hmm. You'd need a little bit of an escape.
Yeah.
And, you know, seeing just people interact with each other.
Yeah.
Maybe that aren't yourself.
Yeah.
So you could just step outside of
it. And I think that's why is reality television such a big thing? It's that. Mm-hmm. It's that, but it's also like when you think about just television in general, you know, whether you're 3 or 93, we all have this human innate feeling to be seen and to be heard and feel like we belong in some way. So in the casting sense of things, I think we've moved away from everyone looks the same, everyone acts the same, everyone has the same story, because diversity is so important. And it's not just ethnic diversity, but it's story diversity, it's body diversity, it's ethnic diversity, religious diversity. So as a producer, especially in the world of reality television, you know, you want someone to be able to watch your show and say, I relate to that person. Yep. There's something in me of whatever diversity it is. It's like, I relate to that because we all just want to feel like we belong. And so I think that not only does it come from the people that we have in our circles, right? And the people who we surround ourselves by, but these connotations of what it means to belong comes from how we consume media, and that's television. Mm-hmm. So as someone in casting, I really prioritize that because I am looking at how relatable are they? Are they relatable in the sense that they're authentic and they don't care what other people think and they just want to be themselves? Or do they feel like they have to hide that a little bit? And so shows that are like that, the shows that really do their job, have a cast where someone who never has been able to be seen or someone who has never been able to be heard or seen themselves on screen, that's like, that's my person. Yeah. And I'm taking that person to the end. Yeah. Whether that's on, you know, a dating show, a comp show, a food show, whatever that is, it's like, they're my person.
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. Well, that relates to, we've been talking about even, you know, when we were talking about fashion and design and just authenticity and that sometimes it's hard. You get away from that because of trends and because of social media and thinking you have to fit into a box. Mm-hmm. So it is nice to see things outside of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because the people who are authentic, and that maybe that 1% can influence so many other people to do the same. And maybe they're not also going to be on TV, but bringing that authenticity into their own lives to show up into the world as more authentic and more true to who they are without judgment of You know, people aren't always going to agree with what you do and what you say.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a difference, the way I view it, there's a difference between agreeing and accepting.
Yep.
And I mm-hmm. think we need a world, not to get deep right now, but like, I think that we need a world that like people accept other people. They might not always agree, and I'm not asking you to agree,
yep.
but they have to accept someone for who they are.
Live together.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Our differences don't divide us, they unite us,
yep.
right? And so if that comes from what you consume on television, then as producers, ultimately, we did our jobs.
Mm-hmm. Secret Life of Mormon Wives.
Yes.
Where does that fall into? Is that a guilty pleasure?
I watch this season. I couldn't do it.
I couldn't. No. Let me back up. I couldn't do season two.
Yeah,
season
same.
One I loved.
Yeah.
Season one I
yep.
love. You have to be authentic because you don't know them. I don't know them.
Yeah.
But you can tell that they're not being authentic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then that's affecting your
yep.
viewing of their show. I can't do it. I made it yeah. through four episodes. I'm like, okay, I can't
the
do it.
The audience
anymore.
Is smarter than what some people give when some of the characters or actors give you credit for. And once the audience knows that, then I think you've lost the connection.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And two of them are actually going to be in Dancing with the Stars. So
yes,
that's just
yeah.
it's just like this trajectory.
Yeah.
I was like, who are they? I was like, oh, okay.
You don't see the Golden Bachelor doing that.
That is the case. I mean, yeah. like, that's, I think, why it works. Because mm-hmm. they're authentic.
Yeah.
And they're not doing it for the followers. They're not doing it. I mean, does it come? Yeah. And you basically should know that before you sign up for some
yeah.
reality show.
Mm-hmm.
But if your head is in, I want to find love versus I want to gain followers, then yeah. it works for you.
Yep.
Yeah.
Do you start recognizing those people?
Oh, instantly.
Yeah.
And I'm not even talking about people like cast.
Yeah.
But people like just in life who
yeah.
just like want to get ahead because, or they want to get connected with a certain someone because this person has the context in the Ugh. Industry or this and this. And it's just like, great. But yeah. like, I just am such a believer as to things will come to you when they're meant to.
Mm-hmm.
And if you force it so hard, like fitting a circle into a square, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
And so you can try all you want, but if you're not authentic, it's not going to work.
And the creator of Instagram just came out and said that the hashtag does not do anything anymore.
Wow.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's not. So the whole boop, nothing. It does not connect with the audience. It doesn't connect you to other people or new followers.
Wow. I really didn't think it did for a while, but
that's what he said. He said it's been like a few months.
Yeah.
So, but he's like, it's pointless now.
Wow. Also, yeah. Hashtags annoy me, so I'm happy.
Oh, I like
that.
Fun ones. I like to make them.
yeah, like yeah. Random yeah. I hate the people that are like, hashtag, I went to the bathroom today and I ate a sandwich. Hashtag,
I. Are those funny or serious ones?
Yeah. No, like,
those,
they, like
are,
they,
those are the funny ones.
Oh, yeah, but they're the funny ones to me, but then like they're so serious. Like, hashtag, I love my friend. Hashtag, I.
Oh, yeah.
And it's
yeah,
just
yeah.
like,
yeah.
Oh my God! Like,
you need like a.
I do.
You need like a word, not like
yeah.
17 words
yeah.
in a string with a like a pound sign. It's just,
I get it.
It drives me crazy.
I do clavicle cutie when I have like a boat neck. I always do that.
Like having your own personalized ones. That's
yeah.
Great.
Like that's
you know?
Cute, but
yeah.
it's the ones that are like the trends, like.
Live, laugh, love.
Yeah, like
what?
Yeah.
Well,
like, wait,
shout out
Walmart.
Earl Sweatshirt.
Yeah,
that album was great.
Yeah, it was good.
You're like, I don't understand what just happened.
How much does fashion in, you know, in on TV, but then also with the spinoffs of social media and things like that, influence your world, Kanan? Especially as we are in Emmy season now, do award shows have an influence on fashion culture?
Oh my God, yeah.
When is the sweetheart neckline coming back?
Alex's number one question.
Yeah,
she's been dying all up in the past.
I'm sitting on my hands.
Yeah,
I think this is a question for yourself. When are you gonna bring it back?
Right. Yeah,
always,
exactly.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
That's it.
You know, Ellie, you mentioned when we were talking about TV, and I know we didn't get all your picks, but you can definitely tell us. But I know you mentioned The Pitt, so
yes.
my ears perked up a little bit, and it's nominated, 13 nominations.
Wow. Oh no, Wiley.
And it's funny because when I watched it, I was like, I kept getting serviced ads for it and it sucked me in, but I didn't see it as a show that I thought that everybody, I just thought it was my Noah Wiley thing
yeah.
and just, I guess maybe past ER days.
Yep.
But again, you mentioned something about it being personal and people being kind.
Yes.
And maybe that's a big draw.
Yeah.
Not that I like to see people struggle, but I think that when you see other people living, showing
yeah.
truth,
mm-hmm.
it helps
yeah.
you
mm-hmm.
to be
the connector.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think that's my draw to The Bear, also nominated
oh, yeah.
again.
Yeah.
I have to admit I haven't I'm not up to date on The Bear. I needed a break from it. And I don't know if maybe it was so raw. We've gotten better about conversations around mental health, but also I think there's a lot of industries that people don't talk about it. I think that the discussions that have happened around The Bear have been very beneficial.
Yeah.
And so I think that shows like that probably do, like I said, I don't like to see people struggle, but a struggle and then, you know, perseverance.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Severance.
I can't do business shows.
No,
I can't.
My Rock doesn't catch that. Yeah. I just watched Game of Thrones for the first time.
Oh, how'd you like it?
This winter. It was incredible. Yeah. My dreams have not been out. Like, I've been in the woods every single night for like a year now, which is pretty crazy.
Can you design something? So I was I got late to the game with Game of Thrones, but then I was obsessed, and then I was like caught up to the actual releases and everything. And then when I was recently in Belfast, I went to some of the shooting locations, and it's just magic. They actually shot that, like, no tricks in that. Everything's actually filmed in locations.
That's really,
you know, it's cool. Not, there's no CGI, because they didn't think that show was going to be as big as it was. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad you appreciate that. White Lotus.
Yep.
Did you watch? Have you?
I watched all of it. I know they're filming now. There's a location. But that's a great show. Amazing. And they actually did a partnership with Banana Republic.
They did also, one of the decorating companies did an interior.
Oh,
so
no.
like the first season they did was like, you know, it's very tropical.
Yeah.
It was like the same color schemes in each of the episodes. I'm going to click on an ad for that. And, got sucked.
And then you click on one and then you just open the floodgates.
Yeah, and I'm like, well, I need that
happening.
Wallpaper. What?
Yeah.
I have to say about, I got to tell you guys about this particular episode of Group Chat. I feel very comforted that there's some things that I don't know about and that I haven't seen that you all also haven't seen, because I do feel like there are certain shows that people are like, well, you have to see this. Like, first of all, I don't have a ton of time, but also usually when I start watching something, I end up falling asleep. And then also, I don't, if somebody recommends, like, I usually watch things after the buzz.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or I catch it on my own.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, okay, I should have watched that. But also, I don't feel like I'm less of a person. I don't feel bullied in this room.
I watched The Penguin.
Yeah.
It was very dark.
A safe space.
So if you're in a mood where you're like, I want to be sad right before I go to bed and put my head on the pillow, that was a great show for it.
Well, and that's why I haven't watched it, because there have been days where I'm like, I can't watch this right now. I really want to, but I'm not in the right frame of mind.
Yeah. Prioritizing your mental health. There you go.
Yes.
No, I haven't. I'm going to admit right now, maybe I'm going to be canceled from the show, but I have not still watched
High Potential. Have you watched High Potential?
No.
Oh, that's a great show.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you for this great discussion. Plans for the weekend. There's some fall fests starting. Borderland Music Festival is this weekend. What does everybody have going on?
I'm doing a music weekend.
You'll appreciate Vampire Weekend Live.
That
is a very, I gained a new appreciation for them, seeing them live outside.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Because there's also like Paul Simon influences in there. You're going to see them in a different perspective when you get to see them live. Yeah.
Cool.
Kane, what do you have going on this weekend after your big weekend last weekend?
We're going to be down in New York. We got Men's Day. So New York Fashion Week is this week. So hop in the car. Driving down the 90. Yeah. Right.
How about you, Alexa?
Yoga Saturday morning, because, like, why not? Yoga Saturday morning. Potentially, I've already seen the Hamilton movie in theaters last weekend, but it was just so good that I want to see it again.
Oh, cool.
And then my friend and I are doing stuff for the Bills game. So, yeah, if you guys haven't, I don't know, like, musical theater guys you are, but, oh, my God, the Hamilton movie, which is the same one that's on Disney Plus, just added 15 minutes at the beginning. I went last Friday night. The entire theater was packed, like it was 2004.
Oh, cool.
And the entire theater was singing the entire time. And I was like, these are my people. These are my people who are sitting in a theater, like singing Hamilton, like scream singing Hamilton. And I was like, what is happening? And then Leslie Odom Jr., who...
would have been in the back. I'm like, guys.
No, I was like really in it. My friend turned to me at one point. She's never seen Hamilton before. She's like, you really do know all the words. I was like, I do. Can recite. Seen it 7 times live and countless times on Disney+. But so I want to go see it again, because it's only going to be in theaters for like a certain number.
I know. Now I have to see it. Now I have to go. Now I have to
see
it.
Oh, come on.
At what cost?
That wraps up today's episode of Group Chat for now. If you want to continue the conversation, make sure you follow us on Instagram at BTPMNPR. Now, BTPM stands for Buffalo Toronto Public Media, and then obviously NPR. Also, check us out on the video podcast on the Buffalo Toronto Public Media's YouTube channel. I'd like to thank my guests, Allie Brady, Alexa Zappia, and Kane McDermott. I'm your host, Bentley. Have a great weekend, and thanks for listening.